The snow is falling quietly outside Fabiano's Candies on Michigan Avenue. But inside, it's another story. With Christmas about a week away, the place is packed with locals anxious to buy some holiday treats. The bell on the door chimes every few seconds as a new customer enters.
You gotta love it, because this time of year, you don't hardly sleep. You're making candy.
Madeline Fabiano Blair is a petite woman in her 70s. On this particular day, she's wearing a vibrant purple sweater, which pops against her white hair. Her eyes sparkle when she talks about her family's candy-making business, which started with her grandfather in 1924.
Well, he came from Cosenza, Italy. I don't know where he first learned it. it's just always been a part of us.
Her father and mother married, brought the business from Holland, Michigan to Lansing, and passed their art on to Madeline and her siblings.
The key is you cannot skimp on the ingredients. If it says butter, you use butter. You don't try to substitute. And that was the one thing that my dad pounded into our heads.
Fabiano's customers are most likely to crowd the candy counter for their huge selection of chocolates.
Our number one sellers are almond toffee. Our caramel is outstanding.
Their other claim to fame is their handmade candy canes and old-fashioned ribbon candy.
We make 13 flavors of candy canes, the same number in the old-fashioned ribbon candy. There are very few in the whole United States that still do it by hand. I have nephews and my own children who can make them, and that's a rarity. Can you tell I'm very proud of my family?
Madeline wanted to take over the family business from the time she was a little girl. To her, it's about more than the candy. It's about tradition. It's her family's heritage. She tells a story of a time when her sister tasted some caramel one of her sons had made.
She said, "What did you do to this caramel?" Of course, he's thinking, "Oh my goodness, what did I do? You know, I really messed it up." And he said, "Well, why?" And she said, "Because every time I eat it, it's better." And then he says to her, "Well, Aunt Marianne, I do what Grandpa taught me, and I learned from the best." I get very emotional about that because my children are so blessed having had that opportunity.
It's also about the people who have supported Fabiano's over the years, the community of customers who keep coming back.
You know, that's a wonderful feeling. People respond to us, and our customers are wonderful. And as you see, we've had lines up, and they don't seem to mind waiting.
Indeed, they don't. And they also didn't mind sharing their Fabiano's favorites.
Dark chocolate caramels with sea salt on top. They're amazing.
Truffles and chocolate-covered Oreos.
It's from my daughter, and it's a candy cane.
I love the chocolate-covered Oreos and the chocolate-covered Nutter Butters.
Oh, I like that. A dark toffee.
Don't even have to think about it. Milk chocolate caramels.
Milk chocolate macadamia nuts.
If you're wondering about Madeline's favorite, she goes for the maple nut creams and the peanut clusters.
My dad always said nothing like a peanut cluster, too. It's just something about it.
Much to Madeline's delight, the family business is passing down to the fourth and fifth generations. Her son owns the shop with her, and her granddaughter has taken to candy making, too.
As long as they're an interest, hopefully we'll be here. I won't be. I'm getting old.
Well, it's got to be a great feeling to know that it's going to carry on.
I always said that I would not retire until I knew we were on solid ground, and we've done that.
If you're still hoping to snag some Fabiano sweets before the holiday, they will be closed December 23rd through 26th, getting some much-needed rest. For WKAR, I'm Katie Cook.